to rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep. You can't hang around.
You're listening to Rhyme and Reason here on 92.5 FM Binary Voice. I'm going to be playing a bunch of story songs, filk, folk, alternative rock. You can listen on DECT at 1926 or listen online at signal.hackerspaces.org.
Thank you. ocean. Three stars delivering signs and dusting from their eyes.
Was Moxie Fruvis with No No Raja. Before that, we heard Computer Camp Love by Data Rock, and started off the show this morning with Concerning the UFO Sighting Near Highland, Illinois. That's Sufjan Stevens. You're listening to Binary Voice 92.5 FM. This is Rhyme and Reason. Next up, some They Might Be Giants.
Someday mother will die and I'll get the
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
A question.
Yes.
A question.
Yes.
It's something I can't figure out. I hope you won't say no.
No.
It's all about my sister.
What?
My sister.
Who?
My sister.
Oh.
She's joined a nudist colony. So what I want to know.
Yes?
What can you get a nudist for her birthday? What kind of birthday present can you buy? Tell me on the level, can I send her a muff? No, I know it's true they wear a smile, but that can't be enough. What can you get a nudist for a present? The things I used to give her would be wrong. I'd send a check, but dash it, how could she go out and cash it? What can you get a nudist when her birthday comes along?
Children are the future of the planet, and it's vital that we cherish them today. So we swap the Audi Quattro for a van. It means that Kylie, Clive and Kevin are okay. The roads are thick with ever-present dangers, and a parent has to drive away the fear. I and Kylie, Clive and Kev are out of range, as there's nobody can injure us up here. I drive a 4x4 Ford or Fortress. I take the children where they need to go. Inside a 4x4 Ford or Fortress, we watch the little people down below. It's 50 yards to school, well nearer 30, and that's the only place we've ever been. I've been told the countryside can be quite dirty, and I like to keep the fortress smart and clean. Folk may mock, and some of them are goading. Show us what the beast can really do. Why should I feel the need to go off-roading when there's a speed bump on Acacia Avenue? I drive a 4x4 Ford or Fortress. I take the children where they need to go. Inside a 4x4 Ford or Fortress, we watch the little people down below. Life is sacred, and I swear I shall protect it. Accidents will happen, yes, it's true. Well, people make the odd mistake, and I expect it. And I crush the little beggars when they do. It's a little bit unwieldy, that I grant you. You say I'll never find a parking space, but you are just the mouse and I the elephant. You will find that I can park this any place. I drive a 4x4 Ford or Fortress. I take the children where they need to go. Inside a 4x4 Ford or Fortress, we watch the little people down below. That the world is getting warmer. You tell me we'll have flooding, no big deal. We'll be safe from both the latter and the former, for all we need is aircon and big wheels. No, you say it's time that I stop dreaming. Well, if this is as bad as you suppose, the planet will be dying, you'll be screaming. We're going to have to keep the windows closed. I drive a 4x4 Ford or Fortress. I take the children where they need to go. Inside a 4x4 Ford or Fortress, we watch the little people down below. We watch the little people down below. We watch the little people down below.
There is a road that meets the road that goes to my house, and how it green grows there. And we got special boots to beat the path to my house, and it's careful when I'm there. And I say your uncle was a crooked French Canadian, and he was gut shot running gin. And how his guts were all suspended in his fingers, and how he held them. Strange. July, 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 it never seems so. seems so strange. This is the story of the road that goes to my house, and what goes there do remain. And all the troughs that run the length and breadth of my house, and the chickens, how they rattle chicken chains. And we'll remember this when we are old and ancient, though the specifics might be vague. And I'll say your camisole was a sprightly light of Jenna, when in fact it was a nappy bluish gray.
You're listening to Rhyme and Reason on Binary Voice 92.5 FM, coming from CCC. You can listen here at DECT 1926 and online signal.hackerspaces.org. We just heard July July from the Decemberists. And I've got a question for anybody from Poutine Village, which is, where can I get some poutine in this camp? And before July July, we heard I drive a four-door fortress. That's off of an album called Catnav, Guide Cats for the Blind, which is an excellent album. You'll be hearing a little more from that later. We heard Bay Author from her show on Broadway, What Can You Get a Nudist, for her birthday. And we started off the set with I, Palindrome I, from They Might Be Giants. Now we've got a French song from Tanglefoot coming up next.
Back in the early days, before there were any roads in Canada, you know, back in the 50s, they used to get around by canoe, and the French-speaking paddlers used to sing rhythmic songs to keep them all paddling together. There was one guy in the canoe that got paid more than all the rest, and that was the paddler who knew all 200 verses to the song. This is back when folk music really paid.
J'ai rencontré trois jolies demoiselles. Voilà ma vie que j'aime. 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 J'ai rencontré trois jolies demoiselles. J'ai rencontré trois jolies demoiselles. J'ai point choisi, mais j'ai pris la plus belle. Voilà ma vie que j'aime. 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 J'ai pris la plus belle. J'y vis mon tête derrière moi sur ma selle. Voilà ma vie que j'aime. Voilà ma vie que j'aime. Voilà ma vie que j'aime. Voilà ma vie que j'aime.
Les filles montaient derrière moi sur ma selle. Les filles montaient derrière moi sur ma selle. J'y vis sans lieu, sans parler avec elle. Voilà ma vie que j'aime, j'aime. Voilà ma vie que j'aime. Voilà ma vie que j'aime, j'aime. Voilà ma vie que j'aime. J'allais Rachel, Marivena, de la j'allais Rachel. J'ai rencontré trois jolies demoiselles. Voilà ma vie que j'aime, 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 voilà ma vie que j'aime.
The eagle has landed. Check out who you destined now.
You're listening to Rhyme and Reason, 92.5 FM, Binary Voice. We just heard some rock there from Brand New. That's called Guernica. And before that, we were listening to one of the absolute best space songs of all, which celebrates the Eagle. That's Hope Irie. That was sung by Leslie Fish and the Dayhorn Crew. And we started out with some Tanglefoot. You're listening to Binary Voice, DECT 1926, 92.5 FM, and signal.hackerspaces.org. And next up, some Peggy Seeger.
When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore my corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl. Dainty as a Dresden statue, gentle as a Jersey cow, smooth as silk, gives creamy milk. Learn to coo, learn to moo. That's what you do to be a lady now. When I went to school, I learned to write and how to read some history, geography, and home economy. And typing is a skill that every girl should need to while away the extra time until the time to breed. Then they had the nerve to say, what would you like to be? I says, I'm gonna be an engineer. No, you only need to learn to be a lady. The duty isn't yours for to try and run the world. An engineer could never have a baby. Remember, dear, that you're a girl. She's smart for a woman. I wonder how she got that way. You get no choice, you get no voice. Just stay mum, pretend you're dumb. And that's how you come to be a lady today. Then Jimmy come along and we set up a conjugation. We were busy every night with love and recreation. I spent the day at work so he could get his education. Well, now he's an engineer. He says, I know you'll always be a lady. It's the duty of my darling to love me all her life. Could an engineer look after or obey me? Remember, dear, that you're my wife. Well, as soon as Jimmy got a job, I began again. Then happy at me turret lay the year or so. And then the morning that the twins were born, Jimmy says to them, kids, your mother was an engineer. You owe it to the kids to be a lady. Dainty as a dish rag, faithful as a child. Stay at home, you got to mind the baby. Remember, you're a mother now. Well, every time I turn around, it's something else to do. It's cook a meal, mend a sock, sweep a floor or two. I listen in to Jimmy Young, it makes me want to spew. I was gonna be an engineer. Don't I really wish that I could be a lady? Lovely things that a lady's supposed to do. I wouldn't even mind if only they would pay me. And I could be a person too. What price for a woman? You could buy her for a ring of gold. To love and obey without any pay. You get a cook and a nurse, for better or worse. You don't need a purse when the lady is sold. Ah, but now that times are harder and me Jimmy's got the sack, I went down to Vickers, they were glad to have me back. But I'm a third-class citizen, my wages tell me that. And I'm a first-class engineer. The boss, he says, we pay you as a lady. You only got the job cause I can't afford a man. With you, I keep the profits high as maybe. You're just a cheaper pair of hands. You got one fault, you're a woman. You're not worth the equal pay. A bitch, you're a tart, you're nothing but heart. Shallow and vain, you got no brain. You even go down the drain like a lady today. Well, I listened to my mother and I joined a typing pool. I listened to my lover and I put him through his school. But if I listen to the boss, I'm just a bloody fool and an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby. As a daughter, as a wife, as a mother and a dear. But I'll fight them as a woman, not a lady. Fight them as an engineer.
I hung pictures of you from every lamppost in town. As the humidity climbed into numbers, I don't care to repeat. The air was heavy and the sky was alive. And the Pacific Starlight train wasn't due in till 11:45. I thought about how cold you must be. I thought about things I thought that I'd soon be forgetting. I thought of you up in Canada as the lightning
I wander down memory lane. Some things spring to mind straight away. Sex in a previous century is more vivid than poetry today. I remember Helen and Julie was fun, and evenings with Evelyn were ace. But Shakespeare and Milton and Wordsworth and Donne disappeared forever, no trace. Who here has been rendered ecstatic by Betjeman, Byron or Scott? Is poetry better than sex? No, it's bloody well not. Words it was not, it was women who took those sweet years of my time. I never went down to the pub to see if two sentences rhymed. Nights down dark lanes in the back seats of cars. Was it poetry that gave our hearts wings? Was it poetry that steamed up the windows? Was it poetry that tested the springs? Did the thrill of iambic pentameter keep the fires of our passion red hot? Is poetry better than sex? No, it's bloody well not. Does my soul sing out for, say, Shelley? No, his verses are just so much froth. Should we have more sex on the telly? Yes, though I keep falling off. If you were alone in some faraway place and the evening was starting to drag, if you had to choose, which one would you refuse, the Lady of Shalott or a shag? By the latter, in clarification, I did not mean a guillemot. Is poetry better than sex? No, it's bloody well not. If poetry was better than sex, there'd be a torrent of spam sent upon it. Make your limerick last half an hour. Add an extra four lines to your sonnet. There's no you are not long, fellow. The opposite sex will not like you. They want a man with a big soliloquy and you've only got a haiku. Are there emails, perhaps, from Nigerian chaps who would steal every poem you've got? Is poetry better than sex? No, it's bloody well not. Have I passed long years of pure pleasure in pursuit of the most perfect rhyme? Oh no, that to me is no treasure. Procreation's been the thief of my time. And when I have something to say, a passion I need to express, do I care over much about scansion and rhyme? No. What are words when two souls might be dancing that sweet horizontal gavotte? Is poetry better than sex? No, it's bloody well not. The Odyssey, the Iliad, in days far behind, did I seek out girls who could quote them? You're ahead of me, aren't you? Is the way to my heart through the doors of my mind? No, like most men, I'm led by the scrotum. I get quite confused when I see a hand used to write verse, whether rhyming or blank. Some other employment would bring more enjoyment. That's what I think, to be frank. The day that I'm cursed with a preference for verse, you can order my hearse on the spot. Is poetry better than sex? No, it's bloody well not.
But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every
That's Neutral Milk Hotel in the Aeroplane Over the Sea. Before that, we heard Les Barker, Sex is Better Than Poetry from Cat Nav, Guide Cats for the Blind, and New Star Song from the Mountain Goats off of the beautiful Rat Sunset album, and started out the set with I'm Gonna Be an Engineer, an old song from Peggy Seeger off of Folkway Years compilation 1955 to 1992. This is Jody. I'm doing Rhyme and Reason here on 92.5 FM. Glad you're joining us for Binary Voice this morning. You can find us in IRC on Freenode at Binary Voice and DECT 1926, signal.hackerspaces.org. Hopefully your night was better than the one described in the next song here from the Mammals.
This morning on the skinny couch, my neck felt funny and my mouth said ouch. Ruthie, she woke up with her t-shirt on her head. I can't believe we both shared this itty bitty bed. In the corner of the room was this bag that smelled funny. No one could remember what they did with all their money. In the fishbowl, the fish, he was swimming upside down. I asked, is he okay? And someone said, he hangs around. Someone else said, it's because he's got a bubble in his belly. Sort of like what I got. Could you please pass the jelly? When I opened up the jar, the jelly was all gone. Someone asked, do you like fish? Out of respect, is it only prawn? This couple came upstairs carrying their wooden spoon. Ruthie, she felt funny and she had to leave the room. I suggested that we go down the mountain to get some food when out of the closet came this crazy snowboarder dude. He said that he had some white wine in the fridge. I started to play my banjo, he ran to get his ditch. Nice ditch. And he proceeded to start blowing when, lo and behold, out the window it was snowing. He dropped his didgeridoo, he grabbed his snowboard. He said he knew my tune, but his version only had one chord. I was left alone with this couple and their spoon. They started laughing wildly, I continued with my tune. She said, I like your do. She said, I like your day. Ruthie and this couple started dancing wildly. The couple asked, is this a square dance? I said, you're only three. But the couple, they insisted. I had to call a square. I shouted, dose to do, and they shook it like they didn't care. Thank you.
had a horse, and his name was Bill. When he ran, he couldn't stand still. He ran away one day, and also I ran with him. He ran so fast that he could not stop, and he ran into the barber shop and fell exhaustionized with his eye teeth in the barber's left shoulder. I had a gal, and her name was Daisy, and when she sang, the cat went crazy with deliriums and St. Vitus's and all kinds of cataleptics. One day she sang a song about a man who turned himself inside out and jumped into the river 'cause he was so very sleepy. I'm going out in the woods next year and shoot for beer and not for deer. I am, I ain't, I'm a great sharp shootress. Now shooting birds, I am a beaut, and there isn't a bird that I can't shoot in the eyes, in the ears, in the teeth, or in the finners. Now in Frisco Bay there lives a whale, and she eats pork chops by the bale, by the hog's head, by the schooner, by the hat box, and by the pill box. Her name is Lena, and she's a peach, but don't leave food within her reach, or babies, or nursemaids, or chocolate ice cream sodas. She loves to laugh, and when she smiles, you just see teeth for miles and miles, and tonsils, and spare ribs, and things too fierce to mention. She knows no games, so when she plays, she rolls her eyes for days and days, and she yodels, and vibrates, and breaks the Ten Commandments.